Hi, friends, and greetings again today. We just want to come into your house or your place of business, wherever you are today. And our ultimate purpose is that we might bring a message of hope to you, that we might make your day just a little brighter. And remember, the Word of God, the Bible, is very truth, and we cannot improve upon something that is perfect. God is perfect. The Bible said in Him is no variableness or shadow of turning. And you may be very discouraged and despondent today. You may feel like I did before I became a Christian, and you wonder, does anybody care for my soul? Is there anybody concerned about my welfare? We sometimes get very discouraged and despondent, and we think that nobody is interested in our welfare. The same was true with the man that helped write the Bible. His name was David. We call him the Psalmist David. He wrote a larger portion of the Psalms. In the 142nd division of Psalms, in verses 4, he said, I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. Now, you may be one of those today that feel like he did at that particular time, that nobody cares for your soul. But you know, God cares today. God so loved the world, the Bible says, in the 3rd chapter of John, verses 16, that God gave His Son all that He had. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus said of Himself, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. If any man come in at the door, he must come by me, meaning the door, the entrance into heaven. You got to come by Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world today. You may be looking to this to save you and that to save you, but my friend, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So God, friend, loved you. You know, God the Father that formed this entire universe, He wanted something to honor and to glorify Him. So of all the things that He created and made, He saw they were very good. But He wanted something that would honor and glorify Him, and therefore He made man. He formed man out of the dust of the earth in the image of God. And He breathed into man's nostrils, and he became a living soul. So we are formed in the image of God. Our disposition, our desires, our interests, and our way of life, you know, the very character of our being should be as God would have it to be. And that's why if we become Christians, then we become as Christ was, and Christ on this earth was an example of the Father of what He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so Jesus always displayed the right kind of a spirit. He always reacted in the right way. And we have the Bible and the pattern of Jesus and the pattern of other Christians before us to teach us how that we too can live the right kind of life. And so God the Father cares today. Jesus Christ cares as well because you know, He said, I lay down my life for my friends. You see, even enemies, we were counted as enemies, alienated from God, separated from Him. But Jesus came to this world and gave His life a ransom. You see, God said there had to be a price paid for the sins of the world. And God could have taken our paycheck, our money, a portion of it in order to redeem ourselves, but that would be something that we would be doing. God wanted, as He gave man the privilege to have the free gift of choice, and we have the free gift of choice whether to trust Him and let Him be the Lord of our life or whether we want to be the Lord of our own life. And remember that we say, if you listen to our program repeatedly, that God says, if you will just let me be the Lord of your life, I'll bless it, and I'll multiply it, and I'll make your life to be better by far than what you would with your own strength and your own direction in your life. And so Jesus today said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. And if you want life today, all you got to do is just put your trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of course, we do this by faith. But remember, my dear friend, that God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So it is the Spirit of God that speaks to us, not in a verbal voice as I'm speaking, but in the innermost being of our heart, our spirit within us, a conscience, it speaks to us and tells us that we need to turn to God. Our conscience tells us that there is a higher power, that there is a God, and so we need to turn to Him for our own salvation. So the Holy Spirit cares. In the book of Revelation, just before the last amen, there's pleadings of the Holy Spirit. He said, the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. So the Spirit of God is saying, come. The church is saying, come. And I'm saying, come. You think about all the churches throughout the world today and all the hymns that have ever been written centered around Jesus Christ and all the sermons and all the persuasion that people have ever given in a lifetime. All these things testify to the goodness and the love of God. And even at that, we are not persuading very many. And it's simply because Jesus said, you will not come to me because your deeds are evil. You see, people, the reason they don't want to come to God is because they want to live a sinful life. They don't want to give their life over to God. So friend, it may be the desires and pleasures of this world that's standing in your way. But friend, I'll tell you, it's better to lose your life. Jesus said this. It's better to lose your life and gain it in the world to come. And he said, whosoever loses his life shall find it. And I lost my life. I had a great interest in playing music. I had a great interest in playing baseball. And my mind and my heart was set on being a professional musician or a ball player. And I was sure that one of those would work out. But friend, neither one of them, you see, they just faltered and failed. And maybe you have great aspirations in life, that you have great ambitions and desires. And there's nothing wrong with ambitions. There's nothing wrong with desires. There's nothing wrong with wanting to prosper. And if you have a family, to feed your family. But you see, the first and most important thing in all the world is to give God your life. Let Him be the Lord of your life. And if you let Him be the Lord of your life. And how that do we know this? How do we understand God dealing with us? It's by the Holy Spirit. He convicts us of sin, and He troubles our heart, our spirit, and makes us realize our need for a Savior. And then by simple faith and trust in Him and prayer. You see, you may be one of those like myself. You say, I don't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. But I knew that there was a supreme being. I knew that there was a high power. I knew that there had to be something somewhere, somebody higher than mankind that was controlling this universe. And I came to the realization that there had to be a God. And I wanted to know this God for myself. And God said, if you'll seek with all of your heart, you'll find me. And I began to seek and I began to pray and ask God to show me, reveal Himself to me. And the Lord, He did. He burdened and troubled my heart. And I bowed one night and called upon Him. I was troubled in my spirit, in my heart, and I asked for His mercy. And God gave me that mercy. So who cares? You may be wondering today, who cares if I go to hell? Well, you see, God the Father cares. God the Son, Jesus Christ, cares. The Holy Spirit that's in the world today. All the churches care that are carrying the message. I, as a minister of the gospel, most of you, in fact, I'm sure that probably none of you I will ever see on this earth. I'll never see you in this lifetime. But if you are a Christian, if you will just give your life and heart to God, then I will see you in the world to come. Because Jesus said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So friend, this world is going to come to an end. It's going to come to a close. It's going to be destroyed. You may say, well, I don't believe that. But friend, that doesn't alter the fact. God's word said that he was going to destroy this world with fire and brimstone. So whether we believe it or whether we understand it, nevertheless, God says it's going to happen. And so friend, I beg of you today that you would just turn your life over to God like this same psalmist David did in the 116th division of Psalm. He was a very troubled individual. He said in chapter 116 and verses 3, sorrows of death compassed me, and pangs of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then what did he do in order that he might get relief? He said, then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. And, of course, the Lord heard him. He said in the latter part of that chapter, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. He said, I'll pay my vows, because he realized that God had heard him. God had heard his prayer. He established his goings. He put a song in his mouth, even praises unto God. That's what the Lord did for me, and he'll do the same for you. He loves you. God loves the world today. He does not want you to go to that terrible place that is called hell. Would you just turn to him just now in a moment of prayer, in simple prayer and faith and trust in God? You can be saved just now if you'll just pray. If you are a Christian, would you join with me in prayer that God would touch somebody else's life? Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer today. To know, Lord, that you're waiting with outstretched arms and saying, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in spirit. And Father, today we know that you love mankind and you want to save them. And Lord, save somebody today. I beg in Jesus' name, and for Christ's sake I ask it all. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer. Until this same time tomorrow.